Dear brothers and sisters, when we began to praise the Lord,
que a medida que crecía nuestra alabanza,
and as our praise would increase,
tenía esa visión.
I had this vision.
Era un gran fuego.
It was a great fire that would increase more and more with our praise. And then an army of angels of all different colors would take of that fire, and they would come to us from heaven.
Y lanzaba el fuego que tenían en sus manos.
They would throw the fire that they had in their hands.
Y al lanzarlos, se transformaban como en espadas de fuego.
And when they would throw the fire, they would turn as arrows of fire.
Que atravesaban nuestro corazón.
That would pierce our hearts.
Podía entender.
I could understand.
Que era Dios Padre.
That it was our Father, God the Father, that wanted to prepare us for the coming and birth of His Son. And then I received this reading from the Bible.
De la primera carta de los Tesalonicenses, capítulo 5, versículo 23. El Dios de la paz os santifique plenamente y que todo vuestro ser, el espíritu, el alma y el cuerpo, se conserve sin mancha hasta la venida de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Fiel es el que os llama y el escrito al palabra de Dios.
Y alabamos, Señor. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5. May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When we were praising the Lord,
cuando estábamos alabando al Señor,
I sensed also that the monstrance turned into a huge flame of fire.
Percibí que la custodia se transformaba en una gran bola de fuego.
A burning
fire.
A burning fire that was calling us to enter.
Un fuego que nos llamaba a que nos adentráramos en él.
Enter into the fire of my love.
Entráramos en el fuego de su amor.
It was as if the monstrance with the Lord inside the monstrance was just this huge fire.
Era como que el Señor en la custodia era un fuego inmenso.
And when I was later asking the Lord why he was asking us to enter into the fire,
y cuando le preguntaba al Señor que por qué nos pedía que entráramos en el fuego,
I thought also he was asking us to enter into his love that we might be purified.
Percibí que quería que entráramos dentro de su amor para que seamos purificados.
And now with my sister's word also I sensed that it was to prepare us for the coming of His Son.
Y firmando el sentido de Sister Sonia, percibo que era para prepararnos para la venida de su Hijo en unidad. Gracias, Señor. Te damos gracias por tu palabra.
We thank you, Lord, for your word.
Adéntranos en tu corazón, Señor, en el fuego purificador de tu corazón.
Take us into your heart, O Lord, into the purifying fire of your heart.
Para que nuestro corazón esté listo, preparado para recibirte.
So that our heart may be ready and prepared to receive you.
Para que seamos santos, Señor.
So that we may be holy, Lord.
Bien dispuestos a recibir el amor de tu corazón.
Truly prepared and disposed to receive the love from your heart.
Purifícanos, Jesús.
Purify us, O Lord.
Purifícanos, Señor.
Purify us.
Aparta de nuestro corazón todo lo que no está listo para recibirte.
Take away from our heart all that is not ready to receive you.
Todo lo que está turbio, todo lo que está sucio a causa del pecado.
All that is murky, all that is dirty because of sin.
Señor, purifícalo y quémalo con el fuego de tu amor.
Lord, purify it and burn it with the power of your love.
En este día en que se inicia la novena de Navidad,
on this day that we initiate the novena of Christmas,
que sea este nuestra preparación para recibirte, Jesús.
That this may be our preparation to receive you.
El primer paso para adentrarnos en este camino hacia ti, Señor.
The first step to enter into this path towards you, Lord Jesus.
Que el fuego purificador de tu amor queme nuestro interior esta noche.
That the purifying fire of your love burn our interior tonight.
Purifícanos, Señor.
Purify us, Lord.
Con tu fuego purificador.
With your purifying fire.
Hermano, yo le quisiera invitar.
I would like to invite you, brothers and sisters,
a tomar un momento y adentrarse en lo íntimo de sus corazones.
To take a moment and to enter into the deepest recesses of your heart.
Y allí donde solamente ustedes y el Señor conocen lo que hay en el interior.
And there where only you and the Lord know what you have inside.
Con gran honestidad reconozcamos, hermanos, todo lo que no le agrada a Dios.
With true honesty, brothers and sisters, let us recognize what is not agreeable unto God.
Y permitamos que el fuego purificador de su corazón eucarístico,
and let us permit that the purifying fire of his eucharistic love
queme,
burn,
queme y limpie,
burn and clean.
Como el oro solo se purifica a través del fuego, así también nuestro corazón sea purificado con el fuego del amor de Dios.
Like gold is only purified through fire, that in the same way our hearts may be purified by the fire of your love.
Purifícanos, Señor.
Purify us, Lord Jesus.
Pídaselo con todo el corazón.
Let us ask this of the Lord with all our hearts.
El Señor descendió al seno de la Santísima Virgen porque era un lugar puro y santo.
The Lord came down to the womb of Our Lady because it was pure and holy.
Él quiere morar en nuestro corazón.
He wants to dwell in our hearts.
Pero tenemos que también permitirle que lo purifique y lo limpie.
But we also have to permit him to purify our heart and to clean it.
Abramos el espacio a Dios.
Let us open space for God.
Abramos el lugar para él.
Let us open up a space for him.
Como el vientre de la Virgen fue el lugar santo donde él habitó.
Like the womb of Our Lady was a holy place in
which he abided. Que así nuestro corazón se convierta en un lugar santo donde él pueda morar.
That in the same way our hearts may become a holy place where he could rest and live in.
Purifícanos, Señor. Pidámosle al Señor con todo el corazón. Purifícanos, Señor.
Let us ask the Lord with all our hearts. Purify us, O Lord.
Purifícanos, Señor.
Purify us.
Con el fuego de tu amor.
With the fire of your love.
Purifícanos, Señor.
Purify us, O Lord. Purify us, Lord, all that is not pure, all that is not immaculate.
Todo movimiento de nuestro corazón que es egoísta,
all movements of the heart that is of selfishness,
de orgullo,
of pride,
de manipulación,
of manipulation,
de buscarnos a nosotros mismos,
of just looking for ourselves,
de satisfacer nuestros propios deseos,
of satisfying our own desires.
Purifica, Señor.
Purify us, O Lord.
Que nuestro corazón esté listo para tu venida.
That our hearts may be ready for your coming.
Queremos tener un lugar preparado para ti, Jesús.
We want to have a home prepared for you.
un hogar para ti, Jesús.
A place for you, Lord.
Una casita para ti, Señor.
A house for you, Lord.
En nuestro corazón.
In our hearts. Dear brothers and sisters, now that Jesus, the purifying fire, comes close to us,
pídame con todo el corazón, purifícame, Jesús.
Let us ask Him with all our hearts, purify me, Jesus.
Purifícame, Señor.
Purify me, Lord.
De todo lo que no te agrada.
Of all that is not agreeable to you.
De todo lo que no es santo en mi corazón.
Of all that is not holy in my heart.
De todo lo que no es puro.
Of all that is not pure.
Purifícame, Señor.
Purify me, Lord.
Hermanos, el Señor quiere hacerlo esta noche.
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord wishes to do this tonight.
Ha revelado el fuego purificador de su corazón eucarístico.
He has revealed the purifying fire of His Eucharistic love.
Ha revelado su deseo de penetrar nuestro corazón con este fuego de amor.
He has revealed His desire to penetrate and pierce our hearts with the fire of His love.
Pidamos, pidamos que lo haga.
Let us ask Him, let us plead to Him that He may do so.
Dejémosle hacerlo.
Let us allow Him to do so.
No le pongamos obstáculo a su amor.
Let us place no obstacles to His love.
preocupados, Señor. Que nuestro corazón esté listo para recibirte, Jesús. Limpia. May our hearts be ready, O Lord, to receive you.
Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Thank you, Jesus.